Ervin Perk Bez Mishnavov. Omer Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Eloi said, Shamati Mir Beliezer, heard from Rabbi Eliezer, Vafiluhi Kebeskor, that when you have an area that's not hukuf ledira, even if it's the size of a base core, that's also okay. The Rav says this is going on the machlokas before by a gina and a karpif. Now, not a bika. A bika is an open field where there's no real fence around. It's just like an open plain. Sometimes around the bika is just a sloping landscape, but there's no like mechitza or wall around it. Masha inkein, a gina or a karpif, these have a wall around them usually, but they're not used to live in. This the Taisus Yanta brings b'shem HaRabbi Yonason, the Rishon. Nevertheless, I guess because they have a wall, Rabbi Lai thought that he heard from Rabbi Eliezer, or he said that he heard from Rabbi Eliezer, that even if it's not hukuf ledira, but if it's a gina or a karpif, even if it's a very large size, it's the size of a base core, which I believe is 75,000 square amas, it's still mutter. V'chein shamati mimenu, and I also heard from him, anshei chotzer sheshachach echad mehem velo erev, a totally different halacha, if you had people of a chotzer, that one of them forgot and didn't make eruvei chatzerus. But the Rav explains, but what he did do, in order that everybody else should be able to carry, because if one guy in the whole chotzer did not make an Erev, so all the people and all their houses and the ability of all of them to carry from the chotzer to their houses would be Aser, because you have one person that's going to now Aser it, because it's not now going to be considered one Rishus, unless this person that forgot to make an Erev is Mevatel his Rishus. So the case here is that he was Mevatel his Rishus in the chotzer. Therefore, all the Bnei Chotzer, the people that shared the Chotzer, their houses would empty into the Chotzer, all of them would be able to carry from the Chotzer to their houses and vice versa. So as he says, Beiso Osir Milahachnis Ulahotzi Lo, so his house is Osir, to bring in from the Chotzer to his house, Ulahotzi Lo, and also to go out. So for him it's Osir, in and out from the Chotzer to his house and vice versa. Avalahem Mutter, but they are allowed to go into his house. Because we assume by the fact that he's being mevatel his rishus to the other bnei chotzer, he's also inherently, according to the way Rabbi Lai learned, Rabbi Eliezer, that he inherently is also being mevatel his own rishus. He's giving up his own rishus of his own house, and therefore these people can go and use his house. So it would come out, the Rav explains, that all the other people in the chotzer can go to and fro wherever they want, even including his own house, it's one chotzer. Because he's not only mevatel his rishus of the chotzer, he's not only giving that up, he's also giving up his rishus of his own house. However, he himself is not allowed to carry from his house to the chotzer. Why not? Isn't it just one rishus? The reason that he can't carry from his rishus to the chotzer is because once he does that, he's sort of showing a bilus, he's showing, almost like he's changing his mind, and he's taking hold of his own house. And he's showing that he does not no longer want to be mevatel the rishus of his own house, and therefore by doing so, it would aser the bnei chotzer to carry from his house to and fro as well. V'chein shamati mimenu, and I also heard from Rebbe Eliezer, sheyotzim ba'akravonim bepesach, that you can be yotzim morer with a vegetable called akravonim. It was called this way. The Rav explains that the vegetable looked like a scorpion. The Rav says it's a type of vegetable that grows around a palm tree. V'chizarti al kol tamidav v'vikashti lichaver, and I went around looking for all the tamidim of Rebbe Eliezer that I would think would have heard the same thing. V'vikashti lichaver, and I looked for a friend, somebody else that would have heard the same thing. V'loy matzasi, I never found anybody said this. And the Rav explains that these three things, the halacha is not like any of them. One, a ginah and a karpif that's not hukaf ladira. Stam, it's not mutter more than a base lasayim. So 5,000 square amas, that's it. You can't go above that. Also, the anshei chotzer. If the guy didn't specifically be mevatel his own bias, we don't assume he's mevatel his own bias to bnei chotzer. So although the bnei chotzer, he is mevatel his chelik in the chotzer, in the courtyard, so they, the other people, can carry from their rishus to the chotzer, but they cannot go from the chotzer to his rishus, because we don't assume that a person's mevatel his own rishus. And akravonim is not mara, and a person's not yotzi, the mitzvah of mara on Pesach with that.